Well, Greg, you released an email at the end of this week highlighting issues with COVID-19 ongoing here in the Pella Community School District, and obviously not a great place to be, not only with COVID, but respiratory illness. Well over 140 students that have been out of the building all week so far. Initially, what has the response been from administration, knowing that your hands are largely tied because of Iowa law, and how have you and nursing staff and others tried to respond to this uptick in sick kids?
Well, certainly it's a challenge. We are at this point in time just recommending students to use masks. We cannot require them. We are recommending it and really trying to model that as administrators and people, hopefully staff members as well, will model that. We've just got a couple buildings that have more COVID positives than we'd like to see, more than we really had all year last year. And so that's a challenge. And one of the buildings, our Jefferson Intermediate building, hit a 10% illness mark this week, which is definitely much greater. 10% of that student body is out sick. And not all of it's COVID, but it's just there's a lot of sickness going around in general. And we have that, but just it's way higher than typically what this time of year we'd ever see. So we're in that building, for example, we're over double what we would ever usually see this time of year within the first month of school.
Now, when we talk about those thresholds and 10%, often we discuss that maybe during a very busy flu season. And last year with masking, I don't think you got close to 10%, except for maybe once about this time last year when it came to COVID. What are the protocols in place once it becomes more widespread? Because for those who don't know, absences overall in the district, regardless of COVID or not, for illness, have been close to 6 or 7%. At what point do we start closing buildings, virtual learning? Are any of those things options if you get to a certain percentage?
Well, right now, virtual learning it is not an option for us to go totally virtual. That would have to be mandated by the governor in order to allow us to do that. Right now, you know, it's prohibited to do virtual learning. And so we have less options. We do increase the cleaning and those types of things, you know, even more diligence. But, you know, we're a long ways down the road on cleaning already. And so it's not keeping the virus away. So those are the things that, you know, you try to do. But we do have less options than previous years, that's for sure. But, you know, there is no close down. So typically the Department of Public Health, even when you reach that 10% threshold, you don't get an automatic close down. It's noted, I'm certain if it would keep going and keep raising, eventually they would probably do some kind of an order that would force us to shut down for a week or two, which wouldn't be ideal. And so we'll see where that goes. Hopefully the numbers will tick back down here and we'll get dropped below, but certainly it's concerning.
Well, and obviously we're in the midst of fall activities at the middle school and high school and a lot of busyness starting to tick up. You've already issued a recommendation and kind of strengthened that stance on masks as strong as you can go. But as we go forward, it's probably still important that parents are very diligent about health. It's better that these kids aren't in school and keeping spreading. I know that that's kind of a tough decision, but obviously school policy, if a student, correct me if I'm wrong, has certain symptoms, they should be staying home.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially like the loss of taste, of sense of taste and smell. That's a pretty given, you know, they should be home. Fevers that are over, 100.4, I think is our threshold. So anytime that they have a fever above that, they should be home or multiple other symptoms. Now, sometimes it's allergy season, you got cold and flu season that's coming, all those types of things. So we're going to have multiple things that could be going on. But again, monitoring your kids' symptoms and keeping them home when they're persistent is going to be important.
Anything else at this point, Greg, when it comes to absences? It looks like right now numbers have been on the rise. Do you anticipate that to keep rising for a little bit, or is it kind of hard to gauge?
Well, it's hard to gauge. Actually, we tend to, you know, we saw some drop in some of the buildings this week, which is good. I don't know what it looks like today because, you know, we're just at the beginning of the school day, but we'll see what that looks like. Typically, it does look better on a Friday. for absences. And so hopefully we'll see those numbers come down and we'll keep heading that way next week. But for now, you know, we're just trying to do the things that we can to be as safe as we can.